are back in action.
We've seen a lot of Indian films today. We have had an Indiathon.
We spent the whole day watching Indian movies, discussion, and podcast.
Wow.
I think we're addicted. We have an addiction.
Oh,
we spent the whole day watching Indian movies. This is crazy.
Should we tease what we have? Well, maybe we should keep it.
We could. We have something special coming for you.
Well, we could say we did watch a movie.
Yes, and react.
We won't say what.
Okay. Yeah.
But
that's
we
fair.
Watched a movie and reacted to it, and we're gonna release that pretty soon. And you guys should totally subscribe.
Yes.
So we can do more of that, and then we hopefully get the uncut on a Patreon or something like that down the road. We'll figure out the details. Yep, Let us know in the comments.
Details.
But we got a lot to go over because this is exciting stuff.
Yes, it is.
So where do we even begin? What even happened? Today has been such a whirlwind. We saw Dangal.
We just saw Dangal.
Wow, that was a good movie.
I think we can all say
that it was a good movie.
Right, before we get into Dangal, I'd like to tell you about my lunch that I had.
Can I do that?
I went to an Indian restaurant. Like, guys, we went all India. The whole day.
Oh, yeah.
It was Indian movie, and then I had Indian lunch, and then now Indian movie, and now it's like 6, 7 at night.
Yeah.
It's been the whole day. But I had Indian food with my wife. We went to this authentic Indian restaurant.
The name of that? Namaste India.
Yeah. So there you go.
We enjoyed Minnesota.
Okay. Yep.
Michael Quick zoomed over to India.
On a quick 24-hour flight. But we did that. We enjoyed. I had a spicy mango chicken masala thing on basmati rice, which is the normal. I had naan as well, which is like a staple. That's the bread.
Yep. It
was spicy. I went spicy.
Did you say spicy, not medium?
How much?
Okay.
And I said, let's do middle of the road.
Okay.
And that was about my limit.
Okay. Fair enough.
Indian food's different.
It's really spicy.
Well, it's different because like Mexican food like slaps you in the face, right? Indian food, I gave it to my wife and she was like, this isn't spicy. And then she like kept eating and she was like, oh. Because it's like that slow, and then
it builds up, you're like, it's not stopping.
Yeah. My mouth is on fire.
Oh.
It's totally different, but it was really good. I had lassi. I can't remember what. I think it was lassi, but it was like a mango yogurt drink smoothie thing.
Yeah,
which was quite tasty as well. I took a picture of it.
We'll post that on the community.
That was good. I'm so full. I can't remember the name of it, but I had this ice cream while we were watching the movie. It's like Indian ice cream with a, like a rice noodle thing on it.
Mm.
I have no idea what it is, but it had
there was rice noodles in it.
Wow. And it was like sweet, and the noodles were chewy.
Oh.
And then there was ice cream around that.
Oh, I don't know if I
okay,
like
well,
yeah, it's a little, like, you yeah, probably wouldn't like
the
it.
But texture
it
was, sounds strange.
Well,
yeah.
I like
we're
the
gonna,
texture.
We're going to all have to go one of these days and try these crazy foods. We're going to get Ben in on it. We're
oh,
going to
I've
force
gone,
you to
I've gone
eat some
before.
We'll have a taste test for you guys coming up soon. But we'll get back to Dangal.
Yeah.
So, Dangal!
Yeah, where do we begin? I mean, this is a sports
the
movie,
Rocky of an India of India movie,
right
probably.
Right
yeah
training sequences
right made by
lots of working out.
Disney let's
yeah.
not forget
yeah, that was an
Disney
thing, yeah.
yeah India or the Walt Disney India
yeah,
and
that was pretty interesting quiet,
that was
yeah.
I was not expecting to yeah. see that the intro pop up with
evil
the,
Disney
the
has even
yeah,
gotten
I was
into
gonna
there
ask, what do you guys think
we
of
don't really
Disney?
Like Disney
yeah we if you've seen any of our older episodes we have kind of, because yeah,
in America,
Disney.
Disney's just
in the U.S.
Everywhere.
In the U.S., yeah. Disney is just.
But here's the thing: Disney
wants
acquired
money, greedy. It's just. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Disney acquired this movie probably and bought the rights or something like that, and then therefore it reaches a larger audience than Disney,
which
Plus,
is fine. Which
is
fine.
Cool.
Yeah, can't complain there.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, this was a different style of movie. I mean, we've seen what have we seen? Comedy, drama. Roma. This was, we haven't really seen a again, sports movie, of, though. We yeah, haven't seen really.
A biography. Movie. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, biography.
It follows, like, a standard trope, I suppose, of sport autobiography.
You can't
like,
escape
you,
that.
You can't
that's
escape.
The
it's the training. The you start thing. Low, you end yep. up... You
every
know.
Sports movie you, has to follow that. The that's, training yeah. and the development.
And that's why I generally avoid movies yeah. like same. This, because it feels so like, okay, well, we know right. what's going to happen,
yep.
blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But this actually was really good, I thought, because...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool concept. It's yeah. like, oh, these ladies are just... basically blazing a path for
right.
other mm-hmm. girls in their area or in their
in India. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I thought it was a really good premise. And then Amir Khan was really good.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, as goodness. Always. I
oh,
mean, the dedication
amazing.
To the role.
Well, and okay. Like he was totally different than his acting in Three Idiots. Like,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
crazy
oh my word.
To see the transformation.
And hunk.
Yeah. Like, and then even as the movie went on, he became this like, this older dude,
yeah.
and he it felt real. It wasn't like
yeah.
oh, a young guy playing an old dude.
Yeah, no.
He looked like
he did.
He looked
the,
it.
The,
yeah.
yeah, he looked it, and he acted.
So
it. Like it was great.
I was telling Ben. I whispered to Ben right at the beginning of this movie when we saw him like yoked up, when we saw him once he started getting fatter. I was like, this guy has probably gained 50 pounds.
Yeah,
you know
the
what I'm
transformation
saying?
Transformation.
Because Three Idiots, he was a stick. He was a little
yeah,
shrimp.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, and how far
and then
far
now
are
he was just like,
tonk,
tonk, tonk.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, like, I just want to see. Okay, so Three Idiots was 2009.
This one
was
2016.
So, he's yeah. a little older in this one. But still, like.
He's older and
totally,
hunkier.
Yeah, I know. The shoulders, like. Where did
right.
those muscles
right.
come
oh,
from?
Man.
They were just like.
So
built
here's
up
some trivia. 60 pounds he gained.
Oh, 60.
Wow. For
I
the
said
initial
50.
Shoot. So they shot all of his old scene when he's older
yep,
first.
Yep.
And then, of course, when you lose it back
yep.
down, then he shoots.
He can
the,
shred up. Yep, 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 yep.
So theoretically, okay. I mean, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. That yeah. is
that's
on
dedication.
The level
that's
of,
dedication.
What's his name? In America, we have Christian Bale.
Christian Bale,
who
yeah.
does that a lot, where he
yep. extreme weight
down.
Loss, and, yep.
right?
Yep.
And
yep.
so it looks like Amir Khan is willing to go through those measures to really do that for a role,
yeah.
which
yeah.
is like,
yep.
give him respect. I mean, like
I
people don't do that anymore these
yeah.
days. Everyone's on
well,
TikTok.
Oh my
you know?
Gosh! Yeah,
they're not trying.
Yeah, it's true. And like even I mean that is so much dedication to well like. The first, what was it? He was really ripped in the first, like, 15 minutes. And then right after that, it was just...
plumped out.
Yeah. So, like, he dedicated himself just for that 15 minutes of film. Or and, of course, the rest of the movie, too. But, like, the workout routine and stuff must have been just intense.
Oh,
and then
sure.
he had to get fat after that. So, it's like, man, all the
poor
work
guy.
He put in for that... All the work he put in for that, like, 15 minutes of being
dude,
buff,
I know.
And then he got, like,
and
bigger.
It's horrible is that he probably spent so much time getting
I know,
that
and then
and
they're like, well...
such a short period
yeah, they're
of
like,
time
we cut it down to 15 minutes. I'm sure he
now, I will
scenes.
Say, too, this movie is unlike a lot of the Indian movies that we have seen, I think, because
yeah.
it felt very Disney-esque.
It
in my
it,
opinion.
Well, especially
it felt
the,
very Disney.
Especially near the end.
Felt
with
very
the music
so
rising.
So we need to look that up, by the way, before we
I did do some
podcast.
Googling before
okay.
we got here. Here for
okay.
some info.
Yeah.
I heard that the coach that watched that movie got very salty at this movie.
Right.
Because
it
he was like, wait, what the crap?
So that was fabricated. The divide.
How much?
For the story.
The coach says it was fabricated, but of
right.
course the coach
okay. right.
fabricated.
But we probably can assume that that was kind of like that divide was kind of.
So I looked up, did he actually get locked in a locker?
Yeah.
And they said
extreme.
That he didn't get locked
where,
in a
where
yeah,
locker.
Yeah.
Was he actually gone, though? During
it didn't
the,
say. It didn't say. I feel like that was
probably
was
totally,
to draw
yeah.
attention to the plot.
Yes.
Which it definitely
it
did.
Did.
That's the
so
one,
they did fabricate it to make it. She can do it on her own, which it's mm-hmm. like, oh, when you do that, when you're trying to be have a true story, which I applaud. I mean, the, it was really well done.
Right.
But still, like, those are pretty big negatives. It's like, okay, yeah, it adds some emotional heft
yeah.
to it.
Right.
But at
right.
the cost of just completely inserting it. And I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah,
so,
I
immediately, when that happened,
that
I was like, oh, boy, that's just not. It's just not... Yeah, especially when it
be?
Was mostly believable.
Yeah,
up to
well,
that point.
I was like,
yeah.
the dude gets locked in. Like,
yeah.
what are
how
the
and
chances
the
that
all
this would happen?
The thing was, yeah. it was sweet to hear him like have
that,
him
I love,
hear the national
that was a
anthem.
Really good
that
but
was
it's
really
so
pretty.
It's such a like
but
a cheap
had to,
way
to make
to
huge jumps
that.
To get him in.
They did.
But they say it was all based on the story, of course, so they have the creative freedom.
And I do like how at the beginning, it wasn't just based on a true story. It was like they went into detail, like, this is...
Some of this is fake.
It dramatized.
Which is fair.
They gotta do that in American movies.
They do.
Because they just are like, this is exactly what happened.
And then they're like, sometimes they'll be like inspired by a true story, and then the movie won't even be related to the story in the U.S. And it's like, they gotta stick closer to the story than
just like bananas. It's everything. Like, where did you get all this stuff? I know. They like to fictionize and, like, pretend it's real. I think they were very much more...
This did a great job of, like, making everything pretty much believable.
That is true. For
up
sure.
to that point.
And, you know, I've never seen a wrestling
match
genre.
Like no, that. And that
like,
was fun to watch.
That was really was interesting.
You haven't seen a lot of wrestling.
Dude, just, like, watching the wrestling was interesting. Yeah. Like, ooh, are they going to get points?
The,
like,
the training involved was really awesome. Yeah.
During the matches, I was just thinking, I'm like... This is really unique how they're showing the whole match of each, not just the final match.
Yeah.
They showed the other one, like the ones before that too. And
it's an Indian movie. It'll take the 3 hours.
They'll do it.
And America would have cut it down.
In America, they would like cut the match down. Like if there's any filler or anything, they'd be like, okay, we'll skip to this part where she's about to win.
That's because us idiot Americans are on the TikTok and are like,
I know, they're like constant, quick, movies.
I need
a
summary of this cool event that happened.
Right, exactly.
But it was so cool how they showed everything and you really got to experience the match itself. And like, you could follow with the points because it's like, they're not skipping around where it's like, you know, the montages where it's like, boom, boom,
she's
hitting the ground. It's like, three points.
Right.
We got to see the ones
the
and
whole
twos.
Thing.
Threes,
that was cool.
Not
that was
four
so
points.
Cool.
I don't know where. Remember, we were like, there's
what happened to four?
One, two, three, and
like,
five points.
I guess they gave it five. Probably the
it's the difficulty is
the
such
difficulty,
a jump.
Because it's such, exactly. Yeah.
It was really fun to watch that.
Really cool to
I
learn
thought the
more
shots
the
when she was losing was that one scene was so cool, that shot where they went like, they did like the panorama.
Oh, yeah.
Jakarta.
Yep, it would.
A really clean, very
Moscow.
Clean transition.
And she was
transition
like slowly between. Breaking down. Like, how cool was that?
Yeah, that was,
that was
really
awesome. But like the movie did a great job of kind of getting us into the mindset. Like, hey, this is just really engrossed in the story.
Yeah.
And until the end, the conflict between coaches, that was believable. Like, even if theoretically that couldn't, because he was such a. Like, I mean, just it's a common thing. It's almost like in King Richard as well, because his daughters were super
definitely not nearly as good as this movie.
Right. But this, but that was the same deal where, and that was actually, I guess, true. But where the if you do have a father who's so close to you entirely, and when you're beginning, it does bring those interesting dynamics in when you do transfer over to professional coaching.
So what's interesting,
and
I think
that's cool.
I was reading that there was conflict between the two.
Okay.
So
that's
totally not
believable.
Fabricated.
That's
totally that was
believable.
Real, but the closet, I think, was not correct. But I have a feeling that a lot of that was probably accurate, where she'd be listening to her dad and then the coach,
absolutely.
And she'd do the dad, and the coach probably did not like that.
That's probably
which makes,
that
sense,
makes sense,
but
it
you're
does.
Totally right
it
where
does.
It creates a weird dynamic. But then again, the dad does know a little bit more about that person.
Yeah.
Because
it
was interesting because he was like, you're teaching her a technique. You need to let her do her instinct.
Right.
Yeah, she's a natural attacker.
Yeah.
Like, play off of that. You know, I thought that was really interesting. Like, as a coach, like, it
very
makes you think, like, if you're a coach, like, how would you teach someone how to do something? It's like using their natural, what they naturally do, and then, like, magnifying that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Acting was across the board really good.
Yeah,
I thought
girls,
when they were younger, were
great. Oh, yeah, all around great acting.
Really, just really good acting for younger kids. I mean, our American kids are just terrible at acting.
Yeah.
Like, we've noticed that Swedish kids, like, and like...
They're great.
I mean, I don't know what they do in terms of acting school, but in general, in an American movie, you're going to get some really crappy lines from...
Yeah,
or at least delivery of
lines
from
delivery,
kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was really impressive to me. I thought they did a really good job.
It's interesting. I wonder what, or this kind of off topic, but the girl or Babita or whatever, I wonder what she thinks of the movie. Because
She did kind of get put on the second. She
definitely, because then in, at the end it said, oh, she won gold too.
Yeah.
But that was or like silver. An after. No. 2014,
she won. The next year she won.
Yeah.
The next
year. Yeah, it was a couple years after. But they really focused on the one girl, and I was interested. It's like.
I wonder if that's from a story perspective, because they couldn't dilute it too much. But I do agree.
They kind of pushed her to the side. It was interesting how they.
The first girl to do it, I guess, would make sense.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah. That didn't. I was like, okay, that's fair. Okay. For a while, she was just completely gone. Because
she would be involved in the story, and then suddenly wouldn't be a part of it, and then be involved. And I was like,
yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. It was
interesting. Give her a chance.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who they were trying to focus on. It was like they're trying to focus on both at some points, and then the one girl, and then once the second half hit, it was like all the one.
Yeah. I think, in my opinion, this is one of the most receptive movies that Americans would watch.
Yeah.
I really do.
Probably even over the Lunchbox, I think.
Over the Lunchbox. I think Disney, it's Disney-ified because Disney was involved. I could smell the Disney.
The ending kind of felt like a Disney movie.
I feel like an American audience would understand this structure.
Yes.
Because it's very, you have to do it with sporting. Like, you have to have the training, you have to have the tournaments, and then you have to have the final match. That's what the sports, you know, this is what you have to do in these movies.
Yeah.
I think they did it amazingly.
Yeah.
But I do think that, and this is not bad, I think Americans would enjoy this movie.
Yeah, it would be way more receptive. Our roommate, he never really watched any Indian movies. He's like, this is... Pretty good.
Because it's very structured.
It's universally on IMDb, this has
like over 100,000 ratings and stuff. So it's one of the more popular,
accessible Indian
films.
Movies.
So like a lot of, I'm sure a lot of those ratings.
Well, it's very relatable. A lot of people have had the pressure from a father or a mother from parent. Maybe not in sports, but in other things too. You know, you can kind of relate to that kind of aspect where there's a weird conflict between your father and then he's also your coach. Yeah. And then also someone else is telling you how to do
it.
Amir Khan did a good job of
I did like how at the end they were like, it was her win. It wasn't her dad's win, really. It was like she had to focus on it. Like, her dad wasn't
in the
arena.
And I mean, that's why they did it, but
how they got him out of the arena was just what?
Yeah.
But I wonder, we should look more into that, because I wonder if he was in the... on like he was seated
I'm
in
sure
arena,
he was I mean how would you miss probably. Her unless there's
yeah
some crazy
I just don't that's such a they really took liberty
to
with that
dump.
Though if
the longest dump in the history of mankind and the worst dump.
Oh my god, yeah,
sometimes
he misses
you
the
get
gold
some of that spicy mango, dude. I'm not kidding, like I've been percolating since that spicy mango chicken.
Nasty.
I'm not used to that. Dude, and I ate so much. I ate so much. They had to roll me out of there. It was crazy. It was bananas.
Oh,
dude,
I loved it
in there, though. It was so awesome. I tried saying thank you to the guy.
I'm going to forget it. What was thank you? It was Dahandi.
Oh, I got to look it up. Oh. I'm going to go crazy if I don't get it. But We were checking out, and I said thank you in Hindi, and he was like showing us how the card reader worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, hang on, let one second. How to say thank you in
while
Hindi.
Michael's typing. We remember. Actually, the Oscars will be done by the time this is
done.
But yeah,
Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad. That's what it was. So he was telling me how to do the card reader. He was like showing me, and I was like, Dhanyavad. And he was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's the danger. You got to do words because you can't do sentences because sentences can
be
misconstrued. No,
I don't know how to do it. But I was just like, Dhanyavad, or something like that. He went like, oh. Yeah. Thank you. And he was like so happy.
But you said, did you look up Hindi?
I looked up Hindi.
Well, is that the most popular? Probably
I looked
the
up
most
Telugu
like.
As well, and it's
just
like Dhanyavad Dulu. It's like
really close,
it's very similar.
Okay.
But I went with Dhanyavad, and he's like, yeah. Okay. And he was like very happy because they definitely speak. None of them were speaking English.
They weren't like fifth generation. Yeah.
They were all speaking a different language. Yeah. I think they were from either India or like in the neighboring area. Okay. But it was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what were you saying about the Oscars?
I was just going to say, we're going to have our Oscars episode coming up right after this one, probably. So we're going to have...
Hilton up, boys.
Yep, building that up. And then also, this week we are doing something different with the voting. So...
A little bit different. I didn't know that.
So we're sticking with the YouTube polls because everyone voted on that and wanted the polls.
I feel like you should max that, man.
But what's going to happen, so for choosing the five movies to go on the YouTube polls, we're still going to have our Google Forms for people to vote on the top five.
Oh, okay.
Because that gives them a huge variety, and they still want that variety in the comments.
It's a little bit of both. And then the final is the...
So then we'll pick the five from the Google Forms, and the final will be on YouTube polls. So just a heads up.
We're giving you the best of both worlds.
Right. We're trying. Leave it in the comments too. Just like let us know in the comments. We read them. We'll take a look at them as well.
We read them.
Keep
them
going. The shirt design is also coming out too.
It might be out by this time.
We have an RRR shirt coming out. That's just Isaac 3D printed. 3D printed. So we have that coming out pretty soon. And maybe it's out by now. So if it is, is it out by now?
It probably is.
Go get it at the store. Link in the description.
And if you entered our Oscars contest and won something, for free, this would be after the contest, but you could win it for free.
There you go. Next time we should wear them.
Oh yeah, we'll get. Oh,
I gotta buy it.
We gotta get it.
We're gonna get some tees.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good. But anyways, just to kind of wrap up.
Dangle.
I told you they're spicy.
To wrap up
Dangle.
Gotta give our rating too.
I just wanted to say, like, I thought it was very cute how it was like a family dynamic at the beginning, and everyone was kind of like encouraging each other, but also like very stern. Like it was very like
the dad was like
family there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like mom was not happy, but she was like, "All right, I guess we're gonna do this," you know. And then they were like, "Let's do it." And it was.
And they kind of compromised. Remember, he was like, "Well, 1 year. If they don't like it, or if we don't get far in 1 year, then I'll just give up on my dream and you'll be fine." You're
right,
like,
exactly.
We'll go back to what it was before.
Right.
And then it turned
the
out.
The cutting of the hair scene was so like dramatic, and it makes sense, I think. Because it's like, oh boy.
I have always thought this, like, and this is very accurate, I think, is that anyone who's a professional athlete had a psycho for a parent. I think that's pretty across
that's a
the
fair
board.
Amount,
if you're a top athlete, you've had to be had a rough childhood.
Very
drill. Like you're not gonna be playing around. Like, oh, we went to Mexico and just gelled. You know, it's like hard work and like just keep like Michael Jordan, Serena Williams. Michael Phelps talks about it too.
Yeah.
A lot of these high level, like top level athletes.
Yeah,
they
had to be trained.
You have to get really. Like really trained when you were young to be really good, and that
then you carries over,
You had to do a lot of sacrifice.
But like you were saying with this, it was like the dad, he was stern, but still he would like show approval too when they did something right. He'd be like, "Good job, this is good.
And
you're doing well."
Remember that scene?
It wasn't like do better.
It was a very important scene when he came in and was helping her foot, massaging her foot.
Yes,
and she was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I have to remember that I am a father."
Yeah, that was really well done.
And there are when I'm a coach, the father takes the back seat. But when I'm a father,
the coach takes the
back
seat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
which I loved. Yeah. He had some banger. There was another line he had.
What was the line near the end?
It was
something about
something. You're not forgotten, or you know,
being an example.
Oh, yeah.
When you're an example, you're given, not forgotten, or something like
that. Yeah. Something like that.
And it was like, ooh.
Yeah, like, great line.
French,
great
or chef's kiss. I always mess that one up.
French kiss.
French
chef's kiss.
I know you're really white. I mean, you're on the French kiss.
French kiss. Okay.
Don't Google that. But anyways. It was really good. I really liked a lot of the movie. There were some parts, but I mean, you know. I blame Disney.
Yeah. The Disneyification. Yeah.
That's what happened.
But here's the thing. It probably was bought by Disney after the fact.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Produced, like, straight from the
executive with the Mickey and Mouse ears went up and said, hey, we got to change the ending. What if we locked him in?
I don't know about that. Audience, tell us if it was the
audience,
case or not.
It was Disney. Blame Disney. I love it.
Yeah. So ratings?
Yeah, I gotta give you my rating.
Yeah,
it's tough. This one was really
the
like
ending,
back and
I don't
forth.
Know. Yeah, the last quarter of the movie, it
screw
wasn't.
It.
I'm Michael is it. At a solid whopping 3.5.
Okay,
sticking strong.
I was gonna do 3.5 also.
All right, yep. There we go.
I'm so back and forth. I'm gonna give it a 4.
Middle of the road.
You gave it a 4.
Oh, Ben,
it a 4.
That's pretty high.
4 out of 5.
Ben's losing the strictness on his.
It's really
good.
Closer than Ben, to a 3.5 and a 4, but 3.5. It's like, oh, this was good enough that I was like, you know what?
It's sure. a 4. I can totally see that.
I would give it
a 7.5 on IMDb if that was possible.
I think this was a great movie. I really do. 3.5 for me is let's do it. I will tell other people to watch this.
Oh yeah.
If you want to learn about wrestling, it's a great thing to learn about wrestling.
Yeah,
I learned so much. It's a great story.
Yep.
I'm burping up basmati rice, dude. I'm
great
burping up spicy mango.
Movie, great family. Yeah, great movie. Family movie. Definitely one to show the parents, and we'll probably show our parents this at some point. Are you okay?
No, I'm just like, I love it how you're like, we're gonna probably show our parents.
Yeah, they're so into this. We watched On to Doing last week.
I know, you told
me. So that's we watched that. We've watched RRR.
Guys,
with them.
If you want us to watch more full length live. Yeah. Ones, let us know because we can do them.
React
let us
videos.
Know. You want the
it's a, definitely a planning.
It's a
lot
of work.
Of
so please subscribe so we can
guys,
get our numbers up.
Subscribe.
So we can do this.
Yeah. We can't do it right now.
We can't do it without.
We will be able to.
If
you guys subscribe, click the like, the bell. I don't know.
Yeah.
We will be able to. We will be able to. Don't worry, guys. We'll be able to do it. We'll figure out a way.
And we've got something in the works.
We got something in the works.
We got
a fun bit on the pipeline.
But I
thought it was great.
A good movie overall.
It covers it, probably.
I'm so excited to see more of Amir Khan's movies.
What's coming up next? What do we got on
well,
the top
theoretically,
five? Do you have the top five selected yet?
Not yet. So that's going to be, once this video releases, we'll have that up for like probably a day or so. And
do you know
we'll
anything that, now I've heard
it.
The drama
now,
around
gangs.
Gangs
of Wasseypur has been at the top quite a few of the weeks. So
but there's a gang
in the top
comments.
Five again. Yeah,
people are saying
there's
no.
Back and forth. People don't think we're ready for the cultural
aspect of the
film. Guys,
I've been having Indian food. I've had lassi.
Is that enough?
I don't know.
They gotta let us know in the comments.
Let us know.
Once we get a yes from everybody.
I've played cricket before.
Hey.
Maybe.
Hey.
Maybe.
I don't know what. The
you don't know cricket?
I don't. Yeah, I haven't played. Well,
we should play cricket.
You know what?
Sometime.
I've played once, maybe.
I suppose you could play cricket on a baseball field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I can subscribe.
I play baseball.
All right. Are we good? Is that it?
I think this is episode. We'll have our Oscar
guys, we love
results
you.
Coming soon. But, yes.
All right. Stay tuned.
We'll see you next time.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.